Today in New York City, are we looking at a warmer fall than expected?
I'm Garrett.
And I'm Leah.
Welcome to Laid Back Local, the news of the day with Leah and Garrett in New York City.
All right, here's where we begin. First up, warm autumn ahead, NYC's fall forecast diverges from Old Farmer's Almanac. Meteorologists are predicting a warmer than average fall for us here in New York City. It's kind of interesting because this goes against what the Old Farmer's Almanac, this popular annual publication, is saying. They expect a cooler and drier October, but the National Weather Service, which uses scientific models, is giving us a 40 to 50% chance of a warm fall. And don't forget, the autumn equinox is marking the start of longer nights, which is, you know, pretty cozy.
That's pretty cool, right? I find it surprising how the Old Farmer's Almanac still holds such popularity, even though it's not entirely science-based. It's like this classic battle of tradition versus science in forecasting. That's something to chew on, huh? All right, let's roll on. Brooklyn hit and run. Trucker found but no arrest made amid ongoing investigation. So the NYPD found the truck driver involved in a tragic hit and run that resulted in the death of 69-year-old Deborah Kuntz. This happened on Eastern Parkway in Brooklyn, which, by the way, is a place where trucks like his are not supposed to be. The driver was found about 50 miles away in Mine Hill, New Jersey, and he claims he didn't realize he hit anyone. The investigation is still ongoing, focusing on whether he could face charges for driving on a prohibited parkway.
That's a story worth telling. You know, it's so concerning that something like this can happen and no arrest is made immediately. We really need better traffic enforcement in high traffic areas. Pedestrian safety is honestly a huge issue. Okay, let's move on. Controversy erupts as prosecutor resigns over pressure to charge NYAG Letitia James. So Eric Siebert, who was the acting U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, resigned because he faced pressure to charge Letitia James, the New York Attorney General, with mortgage fraud. This pressure allegedly came from President Trump. The New York Civil Liberties Union is not happy about this, calling it a mockery of the rule of law. This whole situation highlights concerns about political interference in legal proceedings.
That's a solid point. It's crucial to maintain the independence of our legal system. When politics get involved, it really muddies the waters. The tension between state and federal politics is definitely something to keep an eye on. Next up, artists and businesses in Brooklyn devastated by massive warehouse fire. There was a devastating 5-alarm fire in Red Hook, Brooklyn, at a warehouse that housed the Brooklyn Waterfront Artists Coalition and Hotwood Arts, among others. Megan Suttles, the owner of Hotwood Arts, and Alicia DeGener, president of the Artists Coalition, have both expressed the depth of their loss. The community is rallying to help. Over $130,000 has been raised so far through GoFundMe efforts. It's amazing to see such solidarity and support.
This one really resonates with me. The loss of art and personal work is just heartbreaking, but it's so inspiring to see the Red Hook community come together like this. It shows true resilience and the power of community. Here's where we go next. Annual UN General Assembly security, the battle against New York's resilient princess tree. So every year, security measures for the UN General Assembly include cutting down a fast-growing tree called the Princess Tree on First Avenue. It's quite a resilient plant, known for bouncing back stronger each year. The tree cutting is part of broader security measures to keep sight lines clear, which is, you know, crucial when you have so many diplomats in one place.
That's a curveball. The Princess Tree's resilience is kind of a metaphor for the city's ongoing battle with invasive species. And it's interesting how it ties into the extensive security preparations we see every year for the UN General Assembly.
And that's where we'll leave it for now. We're glad you joined us for Laid Back Local, the news of the day with Leah and Garrett.
Stay informed, folks, and make sure to tune in tomorrow for more updates.